October 2013 Conference Notebook. What I the Lord have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. As you review the October 2013 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Prophetic words on mental and emotional challenges. How do you best respond when mental or emotional challenges confront you or those you love? Above all, never lose faith in your Father in heaven, who loves you more than you can comprehend. Never ever doubt that, and never harden your heart. Faithfully pursue the time-tested devotional practices that bring the Spirit of the Lord into your life. Seek the counsel of those who hold keys for your spiritual well-being. Ask for and cherish priesthood blessings. Take the sacrament every week and hold fast to the perfecting promises of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Believe in miracles. I have seen so many of them come when every other indication would say that hope was lost. Hope is never lost. If those miracles do not come soon, or fully, or seemingly at all, remember the Savior's own anguished example. If the bitter cup does not pass, drink it and be strong, trusting in happier days ahead. I bear witness of that day when loved ones whom we knew to have disabilities in mortality will stand before us glorified and grand, breathtakingly perfect in body and mind. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Like a Broken Vessel, Ensign, November 2013, pages 40, 41, and 42. Answers for You. Each conference, church leaders give inspired answers to questions church members may have. Use your November 2013 issue or visit conference.lds.org to find answers to these questions. Why does God put so much emphasis on the law of chastity? See Dallin H. Oaks, No Other Gods. How can we draw closer to God? See Terence M. Vinson, Drawing Closer to God. How can we avoid being deceived? See Adrian Ochoa, Look Up. Drawing Parallels, Repentance. Some of the most important topics are addressed by more than one General Conference speaker. Here is what three speakers said about repentance. There is an important difference between the sorrow for sin that leads to repentance and the sorrow that leads to despair. The Apostle Paul taught that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians 7:10, emphasis added. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Remember, repentance is not punishment. It is the hope-filled path to a more glorious future. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Savior's atoning sacrifice makes possible our future salvation and exaltation through the principle of repentance. If we honestly and sincerely repent, the atonement can help us become clean, change our nature, and successfully endure our challenges. Elder Richard J. Maines of the 70. By the numbers, 50 years since President Thomas S. Monson became an apostle, 15 million members of the church, 197 countries where a conference was available, 80,333 full-time missionaries, as of October 2013 General Conference. Note, to read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org.
Sidebar: We cannot force God's children to choose the way to happiness. God cannot do that because of the agency He has given us. Heavenly Father and His beloved Son love all of God's children no matter what they choose to do or what they become. The Savior paid the price of all sins, no matter how heinous. Even though there must be justice, the opportunity for mercy is extended, which will not rob justice. We can always take courage from the assurance that we all once felt the joy of being together as a member of the beloved family of our Heavenly Father. With God's help, we can all feel that hope and that joy again. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. To my grandchildren, Ensign, November 2013, pages 71 and 72. End of October 2013 Conference Notebook.